And we start in 3, 2, 1. Can you guys hear me? Yes, you can, motherfuckers. Hello and welcome, you big, bloody, beautiful legend. If you know what I feel like, I feel like a musician right now, like holding that mic. Like, you know how they go SR while they're singing, like, yeah, I got that feeling. Tum ho to kata e dil. Sorry for the beatbacks. And I was a beatboxer in school, y'all know that. Like, this is not a joke. This is serious. Like, I don't ever want to put y'all through that. So I'm not going to beatbox right now. But I was a beatboxer in school. Yes, I was. Hello and welcome, you big, bloody, beautiful legends. It's been a while. I'm sorry I've not been uploading that much, man. My fucking college work bahut ho raha hai, yaar, bro. Dimaag sad gaya. Pakad ke maarne ka man karta hai, bro. College walon ko. Although it's starting 8th December is judgment day, is when I see everybody from college. Although I have seen everybody already, so it's really not that crazy. I've already seen them, most of them, maybe like 3-4 people I haven't seen at the most, but yeah, I've seen almost everybody. So it's not like I'm gonna be super hyped to see them. It's like, ah, tere ko pichle hafte hi dikha tha, saale fatka marunga, jyada mat kar. But I've been on this coffee drip, as y'all know. I've been having more and more of cold brew because, dude, I was getting a lot of acidity, man. So, like, I know this is a very uncle problem, and people who my college friends who listen to this will be like, Karan, you're already an uncle. But, dude, actually, yes, a problem pehle nahi hota tha, bro. Now I like hangovers last longer. And, you know, it's just, it doesn't feel, things don't feel like good once you, the fuck ups don't feel all right the next day, if you know what I mean. Like, the fucking up is not okay anymore. Now there are consequences that are not like that really cause problems. But yeah, how's everything going, my friend? How have you been? I've been very happy recently, man. I don't know why. I used to turn to recording, I noticed. I mean, it's okay. Like, I'll explain this. Earlier, when I used to be very upset, I used to feel like a lot of the things that I do for myself, let's say like this podcast or like other things like working out and all, playing football, will make me feel better. But now I do them because, not because they make me happy when I'm upset or when I'm feeling like mellow, but now I do them because they actually, like, they still make me happy, of course, but it's not because I'm upset, because it is just something I do to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, now life is happy in general, but I still do it. You get it? Usually people like bounce from things that used to make them happy once they're general happy. You know what I mean? Like calling friends when you're low. You stop calling them when you're feeling happy. But now I do that because it's generally good. It's not to like stop me from being sad. It's something that's nice. You know what I mean? Sorry, man. But yeah, I've been, dude, I started watching, which movie? I started watching like old Bollywood movies again. And by old, I mean like shit that I used to watch when I was a kid. So like Hera Feri, Dhamal and all that. Bhakam Bhak. Bro, maza aa gaya, bro. Dhol dega. Bro, what a movie, bro. What a movie. And Partner also I saw again. Bro, Partner to, क्या चल रहा है ब्रो पिक्चर में पता नहीं यार, थोड़ा डाइसी सीन है. वो बच्चा मेरा मतलब थोड़ा ऑन द एज है. वो प्रेम भाई का नेफ्यू थोड़ा, यू गेट इट, लाइक ही इज़ अ लिटल ट्रिकी ब्रो, बिकॉज भास्कर मामा बोल के साले ने मिसाइल बना डाला है और कोई कुछ बोल नहीं रहा है, बिकॉज वो भास्कर मामा बोल रहा है एंड दैट साउंड्स वेरी स्वीट एंड नाइस, राइट? प्रेम मामा एंड ऑल दैट बोल के एवरीथिंग इज़ ऑल जी, बट motherfuckers make the bro sala double battery बैठ के मिसाइल बना रहा है, कोई कुछ बोल नहीं रहा है उसको, मिसाइल बना रहा है. तू कैसे रॉकेट बना रहा है? गो बीबी गो, वॉइस एक्टिवेटेड. डज हाउ डज ही हैव द टेक्नोलॉजी फर्स्टली टू डू ऑल दिस? अंडरस्टैंड दैट सोहेल भाई हु इज हिज फादर इज इन नासा, राइट? दैट्स आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट्स लाइक अ वेरी वेरी वैलिड रीजन टू हैव सच नॉलेज, बट समबडी शुड टॉक टू हिज पेरेंट्स. लाइक इफ आई वॉज अ टीचर, आई वुड हैव हेल्ड अ लाइक okay, so we had something called yellow slips in school in Jamnabai, where if you're handed a yellow slip, you have to bring your parents to school, right? उसको मैं हर हफ्ते येलो स्लिप देता कि भाई तू लिटरली लाइक थेरेपी. आई वुड लाइक गिव हिज पेरेंट्स अपडेट्स, लाइक आई वुड टॉक टू द किड लाइक हे बडी डू यू फील लाइक मेकिंग अ मिसाइल, आर वी गुड, आर वी बीइंग अ बैड बॉय, आर वी मेकिंग वॉइस एक्टिवेटेड रॉकेट्स टू डिस्ट्रॉय प्रेम भाईज जेट स्कीज, नो राइट, ना गुड, गुड बॉय, गुड बॉय, बिकॉज समबडी नीड्स टू टॉक टू दैट फकिंग किड. लाइक आई डोंट नो हु इट इज, बट आई डोंट नो वेर ही इज राइट नाउ, लाइक प्रॉब्ली फकिंग जॉइन अलकायदा और सम शिट लाइक दैट. बट यार थोड़ा थोड़ा डाइसी है वो बच्चा ब्रो, कोई उससे बात करो. बिकॉज एक तो फर्स्टली हाउ डिड ही गेट द टेक्नोलॉजी, कूल, पॉइंट नंबर वन, टू मेक रॉकेट्स एंड मिसाइल्स एंड ऑल, हाउ इज ही गेटिंग द, क्योंकि गूगल करेगा तो भाई समवन शुड हैव शो, इफ ही गूगल डिट, समवन शुड हैव शोड अप एट हिज पेरेंट्स डोर लाइक हे बड़ी योर 9 year old इज लुकिंग अप हाउ टू मेक मिसाइल्स, ही इज गोइंग ऑन द डार्क वेब एंड ट्राइंग टू फाइंड लाइक rocket parts and shit like that. Like, why is he looking for tungsten? Why is he googling how to make a hydrogen bomb? Okay, why is he looking up all that shit and fuck everything? How is he allowed? Okay, firstly, he is in Bangkok right now, right? When he's making a missile. If he started making it in India, how did he, like, he must have started assembling it in India, right? But technology parts ala India mein mangaya kar, pehle to mangaya kaise pata nahi. सेकेंडली मंगाया तो लेके कैसे गया एयरपोर्ट सिक्योरिटी के थ्रू? मिसाइल इधर डिओड्रेंट आदमी, अरे डिओड्रेंट छोड़ ब्रो, देयर वाज अ टाइम आई गॉट इनटू एन आर्ग्यूमेंट के चचा मेरा मॉइस्चराइजर है ये, लिटरली एयरपोर्ट सिक्योरिटी वाज लाइक सॉरी सर यू कांट टेक दिस निविया बॉडी मिल्क. क्यों? व्हाट यू थिंक आई गॉट अ व्हाट प्रोवाइड एक्स्ट्रा मॉइस्चराइजेशन टू पीपल ऑन द प्लेन, लाइक दैट इज अ प्रॉब्लम, मी हैविंग सपल स्किन, me having like smooth skin is a problem, and this motherfucker, like if he was behind me in the airport security, I'd be like, ye missile leke ja raha hai, tum log ko problem nahi hai, main idhar thoda mera dry skin ka problem hai, tum log ko usse issue, like you all don't have any sensitive, like how can you all not be sensitive to my situation, how can you all not be sensitive towards my sensitive skin? Man can't even fucking moisturize his skin, this man's making, he's trying to fucking destroy the planet, nobody's gonna talk to this kid. You're not gonna let him pass through. Why? Because he's Love Guru's nephew. But just because Love Guru might have helped you in your love life, this kid can fucking take a missile and go. Come on, man. Okay, screw that. Bastard also, God alone knows how. He's made a voice activated missile, gotten parts and all. Who is giving him? Kid should have access to technology, to online shopping at the most Amazon. ठीक है? कि तेरे को फुटबॉल मंगाने हैं, तेरे को जूते मंगाने हैं, चल ठीक है तेरे को मतलब एक शर्ट भी मंगा ले तू, ठीक है, इफ़ यू वांट टू टेक फुल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी, बच्चा नोटबुक मंगाता है, पेन मंगाता है, चल PS भी मंगा लिया तूने, मतलब बिग बिग परचेस, राइट, ऑल दीज थिंग्स यू डू, गुड, यू गिव द चाइल्ड यू नो रिस्पॉन्सिबल एक्शंस, राइट. हाउ डज दैट किड हैव एक्सेस टू डार्क वेब? कम ऑन मैन, स्क्रू दैट. एंड में और वर्स्ट और सबसे ज़्यादा सबसे इम्पॉर्टेंट बात, अगर वो मिसाइल नहीं बनाता तो प्रेम भाई का 10 lakh का जेट्स की अभी भी रहता, ठीक है, प्रेम भाई वुडन्ट हैव बीन रोमिंग अराउंड बैंक वाटरवेज ऑफ बैंकॉक फॉर हिज लाइफ, यू वुड हैव हैड, प्रेम भाई वुडन्ट हैव हैड टू सैक्रिफाइस हिज जेट्स की, ओके, एंड ब्लेम इट ऑन भास्कर, मैन कम ऑन, व्हाट इज भास्कर डूइंग, मैन भास्कर डिडंट डू जैक शिट, टॉक टू द किड, लाइक प्रेम भाई कम्स अप एंड स्टार्टेड सेइंग तू गधा है, तू यू आर अ मोरन एंड दिस एंड दैट टू भास्कर, पुअर गाय मैन, भास्कर डिडंट डू जैक शिट, Bhaskar is just hyped. Bhaskar is like that guy people call immature, but he's just fun. You know what I mean? You know, like everybody was like, bro, you're so immature and all. In reality, you're just fun and they're boring. That's what Bhaskar is. He's that guy. He's not immature. He's just fun. Someone should tell. How did Prem Bhai? Nobody questioned it. Like, hey, yo, why is there a missile? And why is it out in the fucking open? But yeah. Enough, dude, I've spent, what, fucking 8 minutes talking about Prem Bhai and his, that nephew's missile, but I hope things are going well with you, man. I've been chilling these days. I went to Valsar recently, one of my friend, his house is going up for sale, like his farmhouse, they're selling his farmhouse, so we had like one last trip there, you know what I mean, like a honor to the house, like a goodbye, so we went there one last time. Dude, I'm not joking. This is the craziest part. For my own safety, I'm not going to take this friend's name. But he's the most irritable human. Like, he, this friend is the friend who gets irritated at the slightest of things. We are out of town. We are in Valsad. He got upset because one of our other friends dropped Old Monk on his socks. ठीक है, मोजे पे दारू गिरा दिया. Everyone else is gone on having fun. चल ठीक है, sorry, हो गया, गिर गया. And all. It's not like phone पे गिरा है, मोजे पे गिरा है. ठीक है. This guy sat in the hall on the sofa, sitting on the sofa and complaining for 11-12 minutes on the clock. On the clock, he's complaining about how this bastard drops, like, Old Monk on his socks and shit like that, dropped his drink on his socks. And my friend and I, other friend and I are playing pool and just constantly telling him, to badal de moze, pair dho le, take your socks off. What is the problem? Like, what is the issue here? He got so mad and throughout the span, he's yelling and yelling like, ye chutiya hai aadmi, kaisa gadha hai, saale ko bulana nahi chahiye and all. I'm sick and tired of this guy and this and that, and like insulting him left, right and center. And all this while, we're just like, really? Like, couldn't you just, hey, brother, badal de na moze, gile hai to. And he's like, I hate wet socks, man. The worst feeling on planet Earth is having wet socks. And I agree. But if you, that is if you're outside, if you're at home, your socks get wet. Aisa karke badal de moze. Like, all you have to do if your socks get wet, if you're at home, is you complain for 5 seconds and then you change them. This guy's gone on to complain and complain and complain for like 15 minutes. And then after that, we just got confused. He went and he slept. This is 11 o'clock. When you go out of town, rule is at least till 3 or up, right? This guy's gone and slept at 11. Jaake so gaya. But yeah, I played hell lot of pool. I had a great time. Bahut pool khela. Maza aa gaya. Bro, pool mein matlab, this man. Like, yeah, my friend and I had a bet, okay? I don't know if you'll know this friend. His name is Varjan. So Varjan and I had a bet. And like, we usually compete with each other in all games, like bottle flipping, we compete with each other, or like 8-ball pool and regular pool and like beer pong and all of that. We have like mad bets, okay, who's gonna win. And we're both like neck to neck. It's just a small stupid competition we keep having among the two of us. And pool mein bahut bichare ko mara hai maine. It's not like I'm a great player, but I fucking obliterated him pool. And like, he kept like potting the cue ball. For those who don't know what the cue ball is, it's the ball with which you hit the other balls. It's like that. So he kept potting the cue ball, and all I kept telling him was, sir, cue ball pot karke dikhao na, sir. Like, the next morning, our other friends have come, and I've told them, guys, next time you all meet him, tell him, like, next time you have a conversation with him, just insert this line, sir, cue ball pot karke dikhao. And Varzan has come to fucking beat me up. Because he's like, chutiya, irritate mat kar. And it was a very dumb story, but this is something that I had to share with you all. But Valsad, yeah, man, good place. I don't know, I mean, fucking, there's, God alone knows what the fuck is in Valsad, man. But nothing's there. Can't really help it. One second, guys. Yeah, sorry. Huh, what else is up with you, man? My college has been, how do I put it, in the slightest manner. It's been fucking annoying, man. They keep throwing assignments. And we had a business presentation. We had to, like, for one of my courses, I had to create a business and then pitch that business. And our business plan submission was late. So by 20 minutes, so my professor is now giving me a 50% grade cut. Yeah, it's. I know y'all don't give a rat's ass, but this is just shit that's going on in my day, man. I've been playing football a lot. I've been having a good time, actually, man. Football, bahut khelne laga, bro. Like, there are some characters that I meet in football, man. Like, the more you play games with random people, the more you realize that there are people who are unique as fuck. Like, this is not a joke. In 11th and 12th, I used to play football, apart from school, like, on turf and all. I used to play with a couple of guys. This is real, okay? So in the odd chance that you think this is a joke, one of my friend will confirm this. You can ask Kunik. I hope you all know who Kunik is. Kunik is like my very close friend. So Kunik and I used to play football with these guys. And their name, this is not joking. This is not a fucking joke. One of the guys was, they're the weirdest names, okay, but the coolest nicknames on planet Earth. One guy was called Cobra. One guy was called Chaddi. One guy was called Cheetah. And these three have been the nicest people on planet Earth. One guy was called Gadda. These four dudes, Kunik, me, and one other guy called Rhythm. This is not a joke. I'm not joking. Craziest part was, with our other friends and Kunik and I used to hang out. Like, we were like, bro, aaj khelne jana hai. Yeah, khelne jate. Kaun kaun hai? Cobra hai, Cheetah hai. And people are looking at us like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you playing football with? Is there? There was one time. Oh, this is the best. I was going to play football and my mom asked, where are you going? I was like, football. She's like, where? I was like, I'm going to play at Janki Devi. She's like, oh, who are you going with? I was like, Cobra, Cheetah, and all. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, Cobra ne Cheetah sate jau. She's like, what the fuck? Who are you going with? I was like, Cobra, Cheetah, Kunik, and all. She's like, yeah, Kunik, I know. What is Cobra and what is Cheetah? What are you saying? So this is, then I forgot that in my head I know this is very normal, but for my mother, I'm going out to play with the animal kingdom. So this, you know, you would imagine, and I hope Cobra watches this. I know one guy who will like send it to him. I hope Cobra watches this. Cobra is the sweetest human being alive. Cobra doesn't smoke pot, doesn't do any narcotics, has no vices. He's the nicest person on planet Earth, like the sweetest guy. And he doesn't look like a guy who you'd call Cobra, but I don't know. I actually don't know why his name is Cobra. And never have I questioned it. The first few times I played with him, I questioned it. But I didn't ask anybody because, you know, the first 2-3 times you're kind of awkward about things. But after that, he became my friend and we played football every day together almost. So nobody gave a rat's ass, you know what I mean? And yeah, it was just how it was. And so yeah, whenever I took his name in front of anybody, people were like, what kind of people are you playing football with? And these are nicest people on planet Earth. But yeah, I've been playing a lot of football. Yes, at Nanavati I play a lot. It's a women's college, by the way, the Nanavati women's college. Like, literally there's a turf right there in the women's college, and I don't think it's the best idea to keep a turf in a women's college, because it's also a hostel, and that doesn't seem like the safest thing to do. Because see, the people I play with and people who can afford expensive turfs in general, you would assume are like educated people and don't do shit, but it's not the case, right? People are assholes in all walks. Like, the richest are the assholes and the poorest are the assholes as well. But yeah, such is the case. So I play Nanavati a lot. There's this coordinator, and by coordinator I mean there's this dude who has booked out these slots between like 6 to like 12, I think. And that guy is like a guy who has a lot of teams, so he like, you know, mixes and matches and everything, and he ensures that the money is made. So like a percentage of the earnings go to him because he's bringing people, right? His name is Irfan Bhai. This is not a joke. Nobody else calls him. Nobody calls him by his name. Irfan is his name. Nobody calls him Irfan. Everybody calls him Irfan Bhai. And Irfan Bhai is someone who looks like Irfan Bhai. He's a 6-foot tall, fucking beefy lad who plays center back. He's a big chonky boy who you cannot fuck with a mad temper and also extremely petty. So there are two problems. One is he's super petty, and second is he's too big to fuck with. So if there's someone like me who's being super petty, who calls like dumb fouls and all, you'll just be like, shut the fuck up, Karan, I'll give you a tight slap. But with Irfan, you can't say that. You have to give the foul. So Irfan, this is not, I'm not kidding. Very nice guy, like, I'm, in case Irfan bhai, you hear this, I love you. You're amazing. You're loved. You're super sweet. I'm not bitching about you. I'm just talking about you. Irfan and I are in the opposite teams. Firstly, I can't shoulder push him. I could just nick the ball away from his foot. And if my foot touches his foot also, he'll call foul. And then you have to give the foul. And see, I ain't no bitch. You all know that, right? I don't back down from fights. I just walk away from them. You know the difference, right? I pretend as if I'm walking away from them, but I'm backing down from them. But point being, Irfan and I Luckily, we're almost always in the same team. He always yells at me. He's always fucking, I don't know, man. It's what it is. Can't really help it. Fucking, सबसे गाली खा रहे हैं यार आजकल. दुनिया बहुत ज़ालिम है ब्रो. अपने को लगा, you know, I thought life will be all well and good. I thought life will be great. अपन लाइफ में हीरो बनेंगे, एकदम किल करेंगे लाइफ में. बट अपना लाइफ बोलो कैसा है. अपना, अपने को लगा लाइफ में सब कुछ मिलेगा, ठीक है. अपने को लगा लड़की मिलेगी, अपने को लगा पैसा मिलेगा, अपने को लगा इज्जत मिलेगी, और क्या चाहिए आदमी को लाइफ में. अपने को लगा बॉडी बनाएंगे, लोग देखेंगे बोलेंगे वाओ फैंटास्टिक बॉय, राइट. टर्न्स आउट दैट्स नॉट हाउ लाइफ इज़. यू नो हाउ लाइफ इज़? आई विल टेल यू हाउ लाइफ इज़. इफ़ यू हैड टू रिलेट टू टू कैरेक्टर्स, इट वुड बी अली फ्रॉम धूम एंड अली फ्रॉम स्क्विड गेम. दोनों में, दोनों को लाइफ में एल ही मिले हैं. मतलब अपने अली को एल दिए जा रहे हैं दुनिया. मतलब एक को बेचारे को मार डाला यार. क्या कर रहे हो यार. एक बेचारा मर चुका है, दूसरे को जिससे भी प्यार होता है वो टेकन रह दिया. अपनी ईशा देवल उसको एल दे के चली गए, ठीक है. वो बेचारा गाते क्या, माय नेम इज़ अली सुन जरा मन चली, और वो चली गई, ठीक है. पहले अली के तो मतलब एल लग गए. चल ठीक है, ही बिकेम द बेस्ट फ्रेंड विद लाइक हिज फर्स्ट क्रश हु वॉज आई डोंट नो दैट लेडीज नेम, बट अभिषेक बच्चन्स वाइफ होड़ा हुआ नेम वॉज, एंड ही बिकेम बेस्ट फ्रेंड्स विद दैट लेडीज. सो ठीक है, चल यू नो एटलीस्ट यू गॉट बेस्ट फ्रेंडशिप आउट ऑफ इट. आई डोंट नो हाउ अभिषेक वॉज एन इनसिक्योर अबाउट इट, बट इज़ व्हाट इट इज़. एंड दूसरे अली के तो मतलब माई चूत गए बेचारा. वो बेचारा अली तो मर ही गया पूरा. उसको मतलब यार, एक तो लोगों को बचा रहा है वो, ही इज़ सेविंग पीपल, he has a family to feed, man's lost fingers in life, he is poor guy. मतलब क्या क्या सहन किया है, क्या क्या हेल लिए उसने लाइफ में. एंड में कोई चोमिया नर्ड आके उसको गोली मार के चला गया, उसका गोटी ले. अपना ऐसा ही है, अपना अली का लाइफ ऐसा है. अब गोटी खेल रहे, अपना गोटी लेके लोग चले जाते हैं, और ऐसा जीत के भी नहीं, चूतिया बना के. क्या कर सकते हैं अपन. मेरिटोक्रेसी हो तो अपन तो भी जीते हैं, मतलब अपन ऐसे कूल है. बट लोग आउटस्मार्ट करके चले जाते हैं अपने को. शतरंज अपन यहाँ पर फुटबॉल खेल ले, लोग शतरंज खेल के अपने आगे निकल जाते हैं. क्या करें अभी. बट पॉइंट बीइंग, आई थिंक इट्स रैप अप फॉर टुडे. आई लव यू एंड आई मिस यू एंड आई विल सी यू नेक्स्ट टाइम. बाय बाय. माय नेम इज अली सुन जरा मन चली.